As you pointed out, millions died. And, you know, we've had over 1,000 people arrested for milling around the Capitol 3 years ago, January 6th. No one's been arrested for this. Millions dead. No one's been arrested. My brother ran into Tony Fauci in our family dog park in Washington the other day. He had Secret Service protection. He's retired. He works at Georgetown. He doesn't work for the U.S. government. He has government-financed security. I don't. I mean, how? My point is, he not only has not been punished, he's living, continuing to live at public expense at the highest possible level. He's being lauded. When does someone get punished for what has got to be the greatest crime ever committed?
So I wrote a comparison between Anthony Fauci and J. Edgar Hoover, because I think there are similarities. They both were or had a great impulse to be an authoritarian. Hoover may have had more power to be that authoritarian, but they served for way too long, decade after decade, and then abused their power over time. But you're right, Anthony Fauci's not gone. He has a limo and a limo driver and security 24/7 because they say he's had threats. Well, I had 34 threats once earlier this week in a week, 34 threats in a week, including people who say know where I am on a certain day at home and they'll see me there. We can't arrest them. We know who they are because they don't say they're going to kill me. They just laugh and say, see you there. You know, look around. I may be there. But nobody gives me special protection on that. We have our own now. We've had to hire our own, and I have people who work for me who are armed and policemen. I don't want anybody to think I don't have protection. We do have protection. But the thing is we're not sure that Anthony Fauci's not still being paid. We've asked whether he's being paid, and we've asked who's paying for his security. We do know that when he was active, he made about, between him and his wife was in charge of ethics. So if there was ever a problem with Anthony Fauci not being ethical, his wife would review the ethics, which I'm sure she was pure to, you know, sure to tell him that if he was doing anything unethical. But their combined salary is about $800,000. His wealth went from $7 million to $12 million during the pandemic. He got a $1 million prize from a private foundation. What kind of person, civil servants, allowed to take a $1 million prize? Did anybody investigate whether the foundation has anything to do with pharma? We now have money going from the vaccine manufacturers to NIH. Moderna shares the patent. And you say, well, that's fair. The scientists at NIH did a lot of research. $400 million went from Moderna to the NIH. But my question is this. It may sound fair, but how can the NIH or any of these people be objective now in deciding whether we should have to take a vaccine because they got $400 million? Wouldn't that conflict you as far as deciding whether we had a mandate that every six-month-old get a vaccine? So it just never ends here. But Anthony Fauci lied to Congress, and the bottom line is he deserves to be in prison. If he'd have been a Trump supporter, he'd have been in prison long ago, because you're right, there are two sets of standards. And this is one of the things that's tearing the country apart, and I fear will lead to chaos in our country if it gets worse, and that is that people will come to believe that it depends on my ideology, not the color of my skin,
right,
but the shade of my ideology is what will get me in trouble.